Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on the phone right now, I've actually got Vicky Kaler. Morning, Vicky.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm feeling very good, thank you.
Fantastic. Now, you're doing a little thing on Sunday coming up, aren't you? A Gloria Estefan thing.
Yes, I am, yes. Yeah, I'm doing a Gloria Estefan tribute show at Billericay Theatre on Sunday. Sunday afternoon.
Is this something that you do all the time, all over the place? Gloria Estefan?
Yeah, I do a multitude of different things, but Gloria Estefan is one of my favourite tributes. Yeah, I absolutely love it. It's really fun, energetic, lively, kind of pop Latin show.
Okay, so is it something you've been doing long? I mean, have you been on the road for like donkey's years?
Yeah, I've been touring with it for a little while. I was touring with it pre-COVID in the theatres. We did like St Albans Arena. We did loads of different Nottingham, Albert Hall and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And I had a 12-piece band touring with me then, and it, you know, comprised of like backing vocals, dancers and stuff like that. So sometimes I go out and tour it with a live band, and sometimes I just do a solo show, or I go out with dancers. So it just depends what's required, really.
So, I mean, there's probably obviously people listening right now, and some of them will obviously be singers and they would want to start doing the same style of music and singing in the big arenas that you've been doing. So how did you progress from being just a normal wannabe singer into doing what you're doing?
I think it's kind of like, it's really kind of, you've just got to go for it. You've got to work really, really hard. You've got to really be interested in what you're going to be doing. And especially if you're going to be like a tribute artist, it's to kind of, you know that you're not that artist, but you've got to have a passion for it, a love for that style of music. And you've got to really want to kind of give it your best to be the best kind of impression that you can do for that. I mean, if you're going to be going out and as a singer and you want to be yourself and you're going to do original music, which I've done stuff like that before as well, it's kind of just like networking with people, getting good agents, promoters, and working with a good bunch of musicians that you can get kind of behind you, really, to push it all forward so that you've all got that same vision.
So have you been singing for long?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was a kid, really, basically. So it's something that I've always wanted to do and that I've always been involved in. Started doing dancing when I was like age of 3 to 5. I was doing ballet and all that kind of thing. I did performing arts after school, did all the production shows, went into holiday parks. I've done all that kind of style stuff and then just toured really professionally since I was 18.
So this thing that you're doing on Sunday coming, I noticed the doors are open at 3 and the performance is at 4. Why are you not doing an evening performance? Why is it an afternoon one?
It's just kind of like quite a relaxed performance, this one. So usually I would go out and do a show, you know, start like 7:30 in the evening, maybe till about 10 or something. But this one's quite a relaxed performance, so it's quite nice. It's kind of like a bit of an afternoon soiree. You can sit down. It's a bit cabaret-style seating, so I'll just be doing the performance and you can eat and drink. And so it's just quite a relaxed kind of afternoon.
So if anybody's listening right now and they fancy coming down, whereabouts in Billericay will you be on Sunday, and how much are the tickets and how can they get them?
You can go to the box office at Billericay Theatre online and grab yourself a ticket. They're very, very cheap, so don't worry about that. Really reasonably priced. And I'll be kicking off there. Doors open from 3 p.m. on Sunday at Billericay Theatre. And yeah, get yourself down there. It'll be great. Get your dancing shoes on.